Breakpoints are an important diagnostic tool that developers use to understand their application's actual execution flow. Creating them one by one can be time-consuming, especially when there's associated actions like logging a specific output message. Thankfully, there's an extension that can help with this, called the Breakpoint Generator. You can install the Breakpoint Generator by visiting the Extensions and Updates window within Visual Studio. From there, you'll want to visit the Online category, search for Breakpoint Generator, and then when you find it, click Download. From there, you'll need to click Install, and then you'll want to restart Visual Studio to allow the extension to fully register. Once the Breakpoint Generator is installed, you can generate breakpoints for your solution by right-clicking it. That'll show the Generate Breakpoints option in the menu, which when selected will open up the Breakpoint Generator window. This window will show all the assemblies and classes within the solution, and I can check the boxes next to them to generate breakpoints under that scope. For example, let's go ahead and generate breakpoints for this entire project. I could also select an individual class. If there's a specific method I'd like to generate breakpoints for, I can go ahead and expand that and select what those methods might be. That includes getters or setters for different properties. There's also an options button at the top of the window that allows me to configure the settings for the breakpoint generator. For example, I can configure the log message that displays whenever the breakpoint is hit. I can also configure whether or not execution should continue when the breakpoint's hit. So let's go ahead and try it out. I'm going to go ahead and debug the application and watch the output window and see if any of the breakpoints were hit. Here we see that each selected method has reported when it's called.